Here's what I knew about cancer. You get it, you die. But I'd always been a competitive son of a bitch. I turned down a couple of football scholarships out of high school to attend my dream school, the University of North Carolina, where I was friendly with Michael Jordan before he was the greatest who ever lived. I planned on being a walk-on wide receiver there, but an eye disease, keratoconus, ended my collegiate career before it began. As a sports broadcaster, debuting on ESPN in the early 90s, I brought the in-your-face attitude of the music I came up on, hip-hop, to SportsCenter. That wasn't a planned thing. It was just who I was. Yeah, I'm young, I'm African-American, and I'm telling you about this game like I'm talking trash with my boys back home. Man, Mike about to put it on these boys. Mike about to mess them up. Even my most famous catchphrase, Booyah, was all about capturing those adrenaline-fueled moments of intimidation in sports. Yet behind the on-air bravado was a craftsman. I actually kept a running chart of how many statistics colleagues like Keith Olbermann, Dan Patrick, and Chris Berman used in their broadcasts, because I was determined to lead the nation in giving the audience cold, hard facts behind the loudness. You could hate me for my style, but my substance was going to be beyond reproach. On the football field or the TV set, the only way I knew how to succeed was to push myself, to be stronger than my opponent, to work harder. But now, here I was, 41 years old, and the opponent before me was a freaking assassin. How do you work harder than cancer? I didn't know. But when I want to work hard, I go to the gym. After my first 4-hour chemo treatment, I was hooked up to a 2-day chemo drip in a little bag that attached to a port in my stomach. And 30 minutes later, I was in the gym. On the elliptical machine, I looked down and noticed the name of the medicine dripping into my body. It was called fluorouracil, or 5-FU for short. I smiled, said a little prayer, and then stuck that pack into the pocket of my gym shorts and said to myself,